No sponsor, right? Okay. Good morning. Today's shiur is Maseches Gittin Daf Vav. We're going to start on Daf Hey Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. So we're talking, trying to figure out how much the aide has to see or witness in order to be able to testify b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So, here comes the story. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, I say Gita. Rabba Bar Chana was brought a get. He was a shliach l'olacha for a get. Palgal ichtav kameh, half of the get was written in front of him. The palgal lo ichtav kameh, and half of the get was not written in front of him. So he wants to know whether or not he can say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam in this case. So asal kameh to Rabbi Lazar, he comes in front of Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar says to him, you know what? All you need to have seen was one line written lishma, and then you would, and that's enough for you to say b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. So what is this one line? Machlokes Rishonim, Shita Achas. What's the one line that he has to see? So if you look in Tosos says afilu lo kasev elishita achas peirush shelora elishita rishona. The first line. As long as he saw the first line written lishma, mistama saima lishma. Then he sees that the sofer, he knows what he's doing. So mistama, he finishes the rest lishma. In the Ritva, Rabbi Kreska says that it's the line that's the Doraisa line. He has to see the line which has the Baal's name, the woman's name, plus the line that says Harei Mutaris Chaladam. When the Rashash points out that that's never on one line, but you actually have to work. You have to work that out. The Rashba brings down in the name of the Ravid that it could be any line. Any line in the get, as long as it says it sees any of the one line, any line that from the get written Lishma, then Mistama, the sofer, is Bardas, he knows what he's doing, and therefore it's the aide can testify that he saw it written Lishma. So the Rishonim trying to have his machlok is Rishonim here whether or not this line and the rest the next couple of lines is a raya to the shita of Rabba. Rabba said that the whole purpose of saying, not the whole purpose, that one of the purposes of saying b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam is because aid b'kiyum l'shma. So the Ravid says that from Rabbi Lazar we see that we hold like Rabba and we're choshesh for l'shma. I would only choshesh that he has to see one line for l'shma, but he still has to be choshesh for l'shma. That's why he has to be that. That's why we need the aid to see at least one line written l'shma. He then sees that the sofer is a baki. Mistama, the rest of the get is l'shma, so we can then testify that the get was written l'shma by saying b'fani nechtam, b'fani nechtam. But most of the Rishonim argue, the Ramban and the Ran, they all argue, they say that there's no raya from our sugya at all. Because they say that even Rava, who's not choshesh for lishma, he still requires the aid to testify that the get was written lishma. Why? Why would you have to require the get written lishma if he doesn't hold of lishma? He says the whole problem that we have over here is the Chachamim were concerned that people will see kiyum a get with one aid. And we don't want to have people be confused. I think the regular kiyum shtaros can be written with one aid. So therefore, they were mataking that the shliach say b'fanai, and another part of the takana was that the shliach has to give complete testimony. The Ramban says on the get, part of the complete testimony is that the get was written l'shma. So because the get in order for a get to be kosher, it has to be written l'shma. So therefore, in order not to have people confused with kiyum shtaros v'alma, there has to be a little bit of a testimony of l'shma. But that's not what the b'fanai nechtam is for. Rabbi Kreskos holds that he goes even further in this thing, not that it's even a raya, but he says that Rav Elazar holds like Rava, completely holds like Rava, and there's no chash l'shma at all, not even like the Ramban, because he says according to Rava, the shliach would need to witness every letter written l'shma. If you have a chash l'shma, Rabbi Kreskos says that the whole thing should be witnessed l'shma. But over here, since he's only having one, it's only one line, it's obvious that the reason is because of this taklanas l'chamim, in order not to get confused with kiyum shtaros v'alma. Okay. Rav Ashi goes even further as we go to Daf Vav. He says not only do you only have to witness one line, he says afilu, and the Girsa Mesor Shas adds afilu shama came klumusav came agilsa. Even if the shliach only heard the writing of the pen or the ruffling of the scroll, that's enough for lishma. What's the case? Rashi says first shot says tikun hakulmus v'haklaf. He hears the preparation of the pen and the cloth, shama, kitik nuhu, lishma. He hears the sofer saying that I'm preparing this cloth to be written l'shem, this ish and this isha. So the Rush says, what does that mean? Tosafot Rush says, you don't have to prepare the cloth and the pen lishma. The get has to be written lishma. What's the lishma over here by preparing the cloth? So he says what it really means is that you're right. The preparations don't have to be done lishma. Rather, what Rashi is saying is that once the shliach hears the sofer is baki, because he says, I'm going to write this lishma, then he's preparing to get lishma, so then we can rely that the sofer did his job the rest of the way and did it lishma. So then, again, there's a lot to say here. But the Tosos, the first Tosos says, Afilu kein klumusa. He says, Lo dummi l'sumah, the pasul l'vigeb b'perek sheni. You have the problem. A suma is blind. He can't say b'fani nechtov. He's not allowed, so he can't bring a gved. He can't bring a shliach malacha. So what's the chiluk between what's the chiluk Tosos is making here? Also, the guy that didn't see the get written, and he can say you have an answer. Ah, perfect, fine. So that's what the Ritva says. Rabbeinu Kreska says that is that what he says? 1 second. No, it's the Rashba on Daf of Gimel. It says saying the concept kol roy lebi lebi makevus kol shein roy lebi lebi kol shein roy lebi 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 makevus. As long as you have the capacity to hear it, that's enough. But there are a couple other answers. The Rush and Simon Gimel says that the sum was possible even though he didn't hear it, because the statement of Funny Netham is a patent falsehood. There's no possibility for him ever to see it because he's blind. It doesn't work. The Rashba says that the fact that the Shliach could come in and see the sofa writing, that's enough to put enough fear into the sofa that he's going to continue writing the Shema. But for the Summa, that with the blind person, then there's no that fear doesn't exist. Okay, and the Meiri adds that the problem is with the Summa, that when the Summa starts bringing it, he has no idea that this is the get that he actually heard that was written in the Shema. He has to rely on somebody else to tell him that this is the same get that the Sofer wrote. So therefore, that's the chilek. So there's another machlok we showed him. Does the Shmiya, we hear, we just heard that King Kolmusa works for Funny Nechtov. Does that work? Does that also work? Does that also work for the Chasima? Can you still say the Funny Nechtam if you only heard it? So the Ritva says no. The Ritva says that the whole thing is that it only works for Funny Nechtov, and that's why the Summa can't say Befani, bring the Shliach Malacha, because maybe he can say Befani Nechtov, just like the person heard it, the Summa heard it, but he can't say Befani Nechtov, because the Chasima has to be in front of the witness. Most Rishonim call like that. The Rambam writes that uses the Shafil Shama Kol Kumus Kosev Bechasmo Edim Lefanav. Mashmal that the Edom signed in front of him. But the Yamshon Shlomo argues, and he says that according to Tosfos and the Rush, you can even do the Chasim, you can do the Ksiva, even the Chasima, you can even testify on the Chasima just by listening, because right, that's what he says. He says that it even works that way. So that's the Machlokas. So continue the Gemara. Tanya Kappa say the Ravashi. Again, Ravashi says even if you just heard King Kulmus of a King McGill, so that's enough to allow the Sofer to testify about the Lishma. So Tanya Kappa say the Ravashi, we have a Brisa that supports Ravashi. Hamevi get Medina Sayam, right? Someone brings a get from Chutz Laretz. Afilu hu bevayis the Sofer Aliyah. Even if while the get was being written, the Shliach was in the main floor of the house, in the Sofer Aliyah, and the Sofer was writing in the attic. Or hu Aliyah, but Sofer Aliyah. They were in different parts of the house, right? Afilu nichnas v'yotze kol yom kulo. Even if he, the Gemara will explain who he is. Even if he's going in and out all day, kosher. It's kosher. The get is kosher. He can testify b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Right. So who b'vayis v'sofer aliyah? The Gemara says who b'vayis v'sofer aliyah? Halo koch chazile. He doesn't see him. So what's going on here? Ella, it must be like Rav Ashi. Ella laf, you go into Shema, came Kulmasa, came Megilsa. Must be that he heard the sofer preparing everything be done l'shma. Therefore, that's sufficient. So Amamar, I feel nichnas v'yotze kol yom kulo kosher. Even if he goes in and out all day long, it's kosher. So man, who's going in and out all day? Ilei mashliach. If you're going to tell me that's the shliach who's going in and out all day, that can't be. Hashta hu b'bayis. What's the other case? The shliach's in the bayis. The sofer b'aliyah. The lo chazilei doesn't see it. Amar kosher. You say it's kosher. Nichnas v'yotze mibayi. So what's the difference? We already know if he doesn't. He already told us. That if the aide doesn't see the sofer, it's kosher. So what's the difference if it's upstairs, downstairs, going in or out? So that can't be that we're talking about the shliach who's going in and out. Ella sofer. It must be that the sofer goes in and out. Like the Gemara says, pshita. Mishum de nichnas v'yotze nifsilinu. Just because he's going in and out, we're going to pasul again. He's taking a break, and then he's going back. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha de nafak l'shuka. We're talking about a case where the sofer left the house and went to the shuk. V'asamiyu. The Asa, and he found other people, right? Other people, the Rashi says that maybe he found somebody else with the same name, and now he's going to start writing the get for this other people. Maybe you'll say that other people found him, and he wants to write the get for them. The other person told him to write the get. Kamashwan, that we're not choshish for that. Even if he's going in and out, we're not choshish for that. That when he goes to the shuk, he'll start writing it for somebody else. Itmar. All right? Babel. What's good? Up to now we're talking about Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. What's the thing with Bavel? Bavel, Itmar, Bavel, Rav Amar Ke Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Rav says Bavel is like Eretz Yisrael, like Yitin, which means you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Shmuel Amar Kachutz Laretz. And Shmuel says it's Chutz Laretz. Tosos and the Maskel Bavel explains what the Machlokus is. He says the Machlokus is only Mi Medina Le Medina B'Bavel Pligi. They're only Cholik on going from one state to another state in Bavel. Osa Medina, in the same Medina, Moda Shmuel the Ain Sarich. Shmuel is going to agree that you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. The Afal Gad Amar B'Gisayo treat, even though we see later on that all the people in Bavel are very busy learning, and therefore they won't recognize signatures. That's only from Medina to Medina, but in each Medina he agrees. And we're also not talking about the case of bringing him from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. That's not the plukta, because that's a plukta later on between Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef. Okay, so we're talking about Medina to Medina to Bavel. So Rav Amar Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Ushmuel Amar Kechutz Laretz. And Shmuel says it's like Chutz Laretz. So Gemara says, maybe they're having the same machlokus that Rabba and Rava had. What Rav says, it's like Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Right? He holds that the whole reason is because the chshash of Lishma. Right? V'hani Gemiri. And they're talking about Babel. They're all the yeshivas in Babel. They know the halacha. So they don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Umar Savar and Shmuel says, no. V'fi ein edim etzuyim l'kaimo, v'hainami lo shchichi. And here too, it's not shchiyot to have the edim going back and forth to testify about the signatures. So it's Hisbra. Can that really be the machlokas? Number one, how Rabba is play the Rabba. We just said that Rabba also holds to the din of ein edim etzuyim l'kaimo. It's kosher for that. Right? Hi, Rabbi Isli Rabba. So how can it be that be the machlokas? Ella the chuli amo by inon lekaimo. Rather, everyone agrees that the issue over here is you need edim lekaimus aget. So in edim mitzum lekaimo is the issue. So Rav Savar, Rav holds kevan the ikum esifta mishka shrichi. Since there are yeshivas in all the towns, people are traveling back and forth to go hear this lecture and this year and back and forth in all the yeshivas. So there's edim mitzum lekaimo. The shayaros going back and forth. But Shmuel Savar mesifta b'girsayu treaty. When there's a yeshiva, everyone's busy learning. And they're so busy learning, they don't pay attention to the business transactions and all other things that are going on. Their focus is in the svarim, and therefore you have to they're not going to recognize the signatures. So Chazon says that's the whole essence of learning is be treaty. You have to be busy in your learning. If you're not busy with your learning and you're tarred with other things while you're learning, you're not going to end up having a kinyan in Torah. Okay. Itmar Nami. So that's a supporting statement. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Abba said the name Rav Huna. Asinu atzmenu b'Bavel ke'Eretz Yisrael l'Gittin. We have made ourselves in Bavel like Eretz Yisrael to Gittin. Meaning, you don't have to say B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Right? Michi asa Rav l'Bavel. Sorry. Asinu atzmenu b'Bavel Eretz Yisrael, Michi asa Rav of the Bavel. We made ourselves in Bavel like Eretz Yisrael from the time that Rav came to Bavel. So from the time that Rav came to Bavel, we made ourselves into like Eretz Yisrael. So what does it mean when Rav came to Bavel? So Rashi explains that when Rav came to Bavel, right, he was Kovu Yeshiva Basura, was Shmuel made in the Hardah, but Meikara we weren't. But only by the time Rav came, that's when we made ourselves into it like Eretz Yisrael. Tosa says no. Tosa says that Michi Asa Rav LeBavel, he was Hora to us that from the Yavim of Yechanya, all the way back from the original Golus, right, that Mordechai went with Yechanya, Shegalo Imo LeBavel HaChoresh VaMizgar Dino Yosk Eretz Yisrael Gittin. At that time, all the great people were Hegla to Chutz Laretz. From that point in time, Rav is saying you didn't even need B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. Okay. Right, so they're already yeshivas. Maybe you can say they're already yeshivas there in Bavel from all the way to the time of Yechanya, and they were going back and forth. Okay, so the Gemara had said, according to Rabba, right? Why? What's the problem? The yeshivas there. That was the answer. Once there were yeshivas there, they're going back and forth. You say the yeshivas existed even from the time of Yechanya, not just when Rav came. So the Gemara said that according to Rabba, there's no chash for Lishma in Bavel. So that, right, that was what we said according to Rabba. There's no chash for Lishma of missing Lishma in Bavel. So that Shliach and Bavel wouldn't have to say B'fanei Nechtam because they're Baki. So ask the Maharam Shif, we said on Daf Hey that even after the B'nai Chutz Laretz learned the rule of Lishma, we still have to say B'fanei Nechtam according to Rabba because of Zerish Shema Yachzor Adav LeKilkulo. You were worried that they may go back to the time in the past where they didn't know the din. So why not have the same din by Bavel? Shema Yachzor Adav LeKilkulo according to Rabba. So says the Maharam Shif, we can answer this based on the Shita of Tosos that we just said. The Sheet of Tosas was that Rav taught that there never was a takana b'fanei nechtam in Bavel, because according to the din of Lishma, because they were always baki in Lishma. So the takana never existed in Bavel. The takana never existed. There's nothing b'chozer l'kulkulo. The takana only happened, which is the Ha'ar of the Maharam Shif. Okay. So the Gemara continues. All right. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Mirekem leMizrach, from Rekem and east, it's Chutz La'aretz, Virekem kiMizrach, and Rekem is considered the eastern part. These are outside of Eretz Yisrael. May Ashkelon leDarom, from Ashkelon south, VaAshkelon kiDarom, and Ashkelon is considered in the south. May Akko leTzafon, VaAkko kiTzafon, anything north of Tzafon, of Akko, Akko included, that's outside of Eretz Yisrael. You have to say b'funei nechtam. But Bavel, it's a form of Eretz Yisrael kaima. But Bavel is north of Eretz Yisrael. Diksiv, because the pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem elayim mitzafanti patach hara." From the north, the evil is going to come. The north is Bavel, even though it's northeast. But right. So some say that you don't have to look on the maps. People, if question, why don't you just look on the map where Bavel is?
No.
But Bavel is really it's northeast. It's northeast. You had to follow the path. You couldn't go due east because you're going into the desert. So that the whole Fertile Crescent was northeast. So I think that was. But you learn it from the pasuk that tells you that Bavel is that Bavel. You learn it from the pasuk. Everyone will say you learn everything you're angry for. You learn it from the pasuk. So what?
Okay.
Yeah, this is Lamli Kra Mapahu. I don't know. Why? Because it's in Yirmiyo. So by Yom Hashem Elayim Mitzavot Pandacharah. Bitnan, and we learn in the Mishnah, Rav Meir Omer Akko ke Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Vafilu Rav Meir lo kamer ela ba'akko de mikarva, vavavo de mikarka lo. In other words, Rav Meir argues that Akko is like Eretz Yisrael. But no, he only says Akko because it's close. But anything north of Akko, everyone says is Chutz La'aretz. Bavel's north. If Bavel's not north, it's northeast. It's both. It's not in Eretz Yisrael. So how can you say that, Bavel, they don't have to say b'funei nechtav? So who... Right, who mosiv love, who mefarik love? He asks, he answers, Levar mi Bavel. The whole thing is that it is excluding of Bavel. Because what we can say that the Takana took place prior to the when Bavel already had Yersayo, people learning there. If we're going according to Tosos, it's when you made Yechonya, Bavel already had the possibility of either having the knowledge or having the yeshivas. So the whole thing of the Mishnah, the Takana of the Mishnah, talks about Chutz La'aretz, Levar mi Bavel, except for Bavel. So the Gemara says, Ad heichan hi Bavel. How big is Bavel? What's the borders of Bavel? Amar Rav Papa says, K'machlokus l'yuchsin, kach machlokus l'gittin. There's a machlokus in Yuchsin. The Rashi says, the machlokus in Perek Asar Yuchsin in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Aleph. Right? There's a machlokus. The pure breeds were in Bavel. Right? So if you want to have a pure yichlus with the people in Bavel. So what was the border? So the same machlokus that you have, what the border is in that sugya, that's the machlokus that we have that we have over here in Gittin. Rav Yosef says no. Rav Yosef, I'm a machlokus liyuchsin. There's a machlokus about yuchsin, of what the borders of Bavel. Aval Gittin, but in Gittin, divrei kol ad arba tinya de gishra. Until that town. It's on this town that's the second town close to the bridge. It's towards the end of the Tigris River, I saw. So Rav Chizda matrich me aktispun libei ardishar. Umibei ardishar aktispun lo matrich. He required a shliach lo'lach who was coming from Aktispun to the Bei Adrashir to say b'funei nechtam, but the other way around, from the Adrashir to Aktispun, he did not require them to say b'funei nechtam. So he says, Lema kasav l'fish ein b'kin l'shma. Maybe the reason is because you have a problem with l'shma. B'hani gemiri. And these, the ones going one way were gemiri, but the ones coming the other way didn't know the rules. So he says, no, it can't be. V'tizbara, how's that possible? V'ha rabba isle the rabba. Number one, rabba holds like rabba. So we have to be concerned of ein edim tsum l'kaimo, right? Ha rabba isle the rabba. Ella, so he says, right, the chuli am be'in l'kaimo. You need edim tsum l'kaimo. So why is the difference if you're going from one town to the other town? V'hani kevan da azli l'shuka l'hasam hanach yadi b'chasimus yada. The honey, the yadi b'chasimus yada the honey. What happens is that the bay from, they used to come from Bay Adrisbar Laktipon to the Shuk. So they used to come to Shuk from Akispon to Bay Adrisbar. So the people in Bay Adrisbar recognized the signatures because everyone was buying stuff from them. They knew the signatures. But the other way around, the Gemara will say, they were so busy in their business, they didn't sign anything. So the other people didn't, the people who came didn't recognize the storekeeper's signatures, right? Why? My time at Shukai Treaty. You're coming to me, and you're signing shtaros, and you're signing things, taking things on credit. So I'm the storekeeper, I'm gonna recognize your signature. But you as the customer is not gonna recognize my signature because I'm a storekeeper, I'm busy doing the business, I'm not signing anything. So that's the chilek. Okay. So Gemara says, Tosos and Dibur Masriel Umibei, they asked. Sorry, Dibur Masriel Umibei. Adapta Ali, we said that according to Rabbi, who says that the funny is because of the Shema, that the machlokas in the Mishnah the Tanakama and the Chachamim Basroi, if your goes in Moloch Atumevi, right? We said that also if you're Moloch, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, you have to say B'fanei Nechtam. And Rabbi said that it's the machlokas whether it goes or Atumevi. That if you bring from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, you have to say B'fanei Nechtam, Atu Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. So to here, according to Rabbi, why not be gozer to say B'fanei, you bring from Be'adisher to Akpispona? Atu, you bring the other way around. Gozer Molech Atu maybe. So Tosos answers that since Lamaskana, we say that Rabbi agrees to Rabbi, that the issue also has to do with Edim and Sun the Kaimo, then there's no Gzeira of Molech Atu maybe. You don't need to come on to the answer of Molech Atu maybe. That whole answer that the Gemara gave over there doesn't exist anymore, because from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, you have to say before Nechtam, before Nechtam, not because of Gzeira of Molech Atu maybe, but because of Ein Edim Mitzvim Lekaimo. So to here, we're talking about Ein Edim Mitzvim Lekaimo, we don't have to worry about Gzeira of Molech Atu maybe, according to Rabbi. So now we're going to talk about certain Rabbanim in this town of Mechuzah. Rabba Bar Avua Machik Me Arsa La Arsa. Rabba Bar Avua was Machik with people to say B'fanei Nechtam if they came from one side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to the other side of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Even that they had to say B'fanei Nechtam. Rav Sheshes Machik Meshchuna L'Shchuna. He says even from a Shchuna to the Shchuna. Right, and Rashi says Tam Shchuna Shlosh Shabbatim. So one cluster of three houses to another cluster of three houses, you would still have to say B'fanei Nechtam. Right, but Rabba Machik for also Shchuna, and Rabba says even in the same Shchuna you have to say it. The Gemara says, "V'har Rava Hu Da'amar L'Kriyshe Ein Edim Mitzvim L'Kaimo." He says the whole issue is Ein Edim Mitzvim L'Kaimo, and you're talking about people who live next door to each other. There's no Edim around to recognize the signatures. So the Gemara says, "Shani B'nei Mechuzah are different than Naidi because they're traveling." Rashi says, "Eim Ashtem V'Vatayim Shetutim B'Schor Ve'Eim Akirim Chatimo Shebneim." They're traveling all the time, so people they're going back and forth. People don't have time to recognize the signatures. So based on that whole thing of that, Tosos of the Rashkol Shani brings down the Pesach of Rabbeinu Tam that Bezman Azeh, everyone, everywhere, even Eretz Yisrael, everywhere has to say B'fanei Nechtam, because we all travel around and people don't recognize each other's signatures. So we're all like B'nai Mechuzah, and therefore we have to say B'fanei Nechtam. Okay. Gemara continues. Rav Chanin Mishnah, he tells a story. Rav Kana Asigita, Rav Kana brought a get, but I don't know. Lo yadana imisul nardam, nardar l'surah. Rav Kana wasn't sure whether Rav Kana brought it from Surah to Nardar, from the Dar of the Surah. The Farshim asked why, that's part of the story. And also the Kameh Rav, and he went in front of Rav, Amalei, Tzrichna l'meim r'fanei nechtam r'fanei nechtam, o lo tzrichna. Do I have to say b'fanei nechtam, or do I not? So Amalei, he answers him, lo. But if you did say b'fanei nechtam, ahanis. It works. So Gemara, what does that mean? Ma'i aviz ahanis. What does it mean it works? You don't have to say it. So what does it mean if it works? So the Gemara says, I aviz ahanis, the I osi baal ma'arer lo masachinim bei. What it means to say is that you don't have to say b'fanei nechtam, but if you do say it works, then it helps the wife. The baal comes later and is ma'arer, since you said b'fanei nechtam, you already were makayim the get, and therefore it prevents the Baal from being ma'arer.
So, the Baal from being ma'arer, why don't we say it?
Well, he says you can, according to this, if you oven mahanet, you can say b'fanei nechtam. You can. Ein
hachanami. Why are you required?
Because there's no requirement, because she can get married without it. No requirement means that the get is valid without saying b'fanei nechtam. So Tosos, and Dibur Masriel Yavis, on the first line, he says, that it's mashma that, like you're saying, it's mashma that b'fanei would work in Eretz Yisrael, even though it's not required. So that if one says it, it takes care of the ira of Baal. But there's a shita of a Vigdor HaKohen that's brought down in the Ozaruah that the Baal's ma'arim is zuyuf, which is a taina d'oraisa, then you still have to, even if you say b'fanei nechtam, you still have to do kiyum shtaros. So mezuyuf is a bigger issue. Says the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish brought down Eben HaEzer and Kuf Gimel Simen Yud Aleph. that if one gives a get in Eretz Yisrael, according to Tosos, it would work to save B'fanei Neftov, B'fanei Neftov. If one gives a get in Eretz Yisrael and doesn't save B'fanei Neftov, he can't take it back, redo it, and give it to her again, right, to prevent the Ira Aval. Once you give the get in Eretz, the Gerushin is complete. Because B'fanei Neftov, B'fanei Neftov, maybe it's an anathema to what you're talking about, because B'fanei Neftov, B'fanei Neftov, the get is valid even without it, so therefore you can't take it back and give it. But we saw before that if in Chutz La'aretz, if you gave the get without B'fanei Neftov, B'fanei Neftov, they said the Takana is to take it back and give it again. Why is it working there? Because there wasn't a valid Gerushin yet. Because B'fanei Neftov, B'fanei Neftov, if you don't say it, it's an invalid Gerushin, so you can take it back and re-give it. But in Eretz Yisrael, once you give it without saying B'fanei Neftov, the Gerushin is valid, the get is valid, and therefore you can't take it back and redo it, yeah? Right, so even Tolkien Adibur won't work in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't work.
He's on a
Doraisa
level,
of course. Yeah, this is only Chashash Ravana. You're right. But he's so it's not a valid.
Say the get's not effective,
We don't say B'fanei Neftov, the get's not effective.
Level that is.
Oh, yeah, but that's been the case all the time. Okay. So now we're going to bring a raya. We're going to bring a brisa that's a raya to this thing, to this that iavadit mahani hiditanya. We're learning a brisa. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad shehevi get with name Rabbi Shmuel. A person brought again in front of Rabbi Shmuel. Amar lo tzarech ani lomer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam o'ein ani tzarech. Do I have to say it or do I not have to say it? So amar lo b'ni mehechen ato. Where are you coming from? Amar lo Rabbi mikvar sisi ani. I come from this town of Kfar Sisi. Amar lo, so he says to him, lo tzarech ata lomer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. You don't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. And then these words, shelo tizakek le'edim. The reason he didn't say this, Rashi is going to explain. He didn't say this, but the reason is shelo tizakik le'edim. So you won't need edim. So la'achar sheyotza, after this guy left, nichlas lefan of Rabbi Eliyah. Amar lo, Rabbi says to Rabbi, la'lo kvar sisi muvlos mitchum eretz Yisrael. Right? Right. He said amar lo tzarech. You have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Right. So lo tizakik le'edim. So after he left, Rabbi Eliyah says to him, la'lo Rabbi, la'lo kvar sisi muvlos mitchum eretz Yisrael. V'krov l'tzipori and yoter me'ako. Kfar Sisi is one of the muvlos. It's closer to Eretz Yisrael than Akko is, right? Utnan Rav Meir Omer Akko ke Eretz Yisrael Gittin. Vafilu Rabbanan lo pligi alei Rav Meir Elba Akko de Merchakav. Kfar Sisi mikrova lo. Everyone agrees that from Kfar Sisi it's muvlos in Eretz Yisrael. You shouldn't have to say b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Why'd you tell him that you had to say b'fanei nechtam? So Amar lo. So Rabbi Shmuel answered back. Amar lo stok b'ni stok. Be quiet. Ho v'yotzar adaver beheter yotzar. He says, I didn't say that he has to say it. I said he should say it. Why? Because by exactly what you said before, Seth, because the whole problem here, I'm going to give you the Eitz Tova. Say it so you won't be the Zakik Le'edim, because it works, because so you won't need Edim later. So obviously, Rabbi Eliyahu didn't hear that was said, that the reason why he said it, so that's why he asked the question. So lo siyim kaime. He didn't. Rabbi Eliyahu didn't hear that thing, and that's why he asked the question. Shalach le Rabbi Yosser le Rabbi Chizda. Rabbi Yosser said to Rabbi Chizda, Gittin haboy misham lekan. Gittin that come from Bavel here to Eretz Yisrael. Ain't sarach lomer b'fanei nechtam b'fanei nechtam. Okay, you don't have to say it. So lame kasav lefish ain't b'kilas shema. Maybe because they say the whole shash is b'kilas shema. If a honey gemiri and they're gemiri in Bavel, he says nah. Tisbara the ha rabba isle the rabba number one. Rabba holds like rabba, so therefore not number one. Rabba holds like rabba, therefore forget only lishma. There's also shas that ain't edim shim lekaimo. So ella the chule alma by inu lekaimo. The cave on the ikar rabim the salki v'nafti mishkos shchichi. Since there's so many people that travel back and forth from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, it's mishkos shchichi. It's going to be shriach that they're going to be edim that are going to be matzir lekaimo. So Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says. Man Leimelon, who's the guy who told you the Rav of Yosser Bar Samchahu? That we can rely on the statements of Rav of Yosser. Who's this Rav of Yosser guy? Why is he saying this about Rav of Yosser? Va'od, right? I don't know if Va'od is part of the gear. So, ha'iyu the shalach le Rav Yehuda. This Rav of Yosser sent something to Rav Yehuda, and he said, B'nei Adam ha'olim misham lekan. The B'nei Adam who go from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael in order to learn. They are Mikayim, this terrible pasuk that says in Yoel, Vayisnu hayelad bezona vahayado yaldo machro b'yayin v'yishtu. Those who come from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to go learn, it's as if they sold their kids to become zonas and that's what he said. And the reason why he wrote in the letter, but because of lebi lo sirtut, And he wrote the pasuk without etching underneath the pasuk. He didn't do sirtut. He didn't etch the line in underneath it. And right, and we all know the rule of Rav Yitzchak. Amar Rav Yitzchak, shtayim kosim shalosh ein kosim. He says that two words of divrei of Tanakh you can write without sirtut. Shalosh ein kosim, and b'masnisa tana shalosh kosim abra ein kosim. But nevertheless, maximum four letters you can write without sirtut. But he wrote a whole pasuk more than four letters without sirtut. This guy doesn't know any halachas. So why are you being so mech on him for this whole answer for this thing about the Falei Nefel coming from Babel to Eretz Yisrael? So Amar Abaye, Atu Kol Dulo Yada Hadar of Yitzchak Lav Gavar Rabahu. Just because there's no one halacha of Yitzchak, he's not considered Gavar Rabba. Vishlam Milso Dachai B'Svara L'Chai Hai Gemara here Gemara Lo Shamilei. I understand the guy doesn't know how to make us good Svara. Then he's not a Gavar Rabba. But this is a halacha that's brought down. It's a shmua from Rav Yitzchak. He didn't hear about it. He doesn't have this. He didn't hear this in his yeshiva. So what are you going to tell him that he's not a Gavar Rabba? He still is a Gavar Rabba. Just because he didn't know the din of Rav Yitzchak, he's still considered a Gavar Rabba. So what's the pasuk Vayisnu Hayela Bezona? What does that mean? That he made it's by going from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, it's as if he made his children into Zonim. So Tosu says, Lefi Shehein Mashtim to Eretz Yisrael, since they stay so long in Eretz Yisrael away from the house, Hayubineim, this is the second Tosos. Hayubineim when Oseim Mishtabim Bishvil Mazonos. There was no one there to make a parnasa at home. So his sons and his daughters would have to go out and try to make food, and they become avodim. Vahainu Bezona. That's what it means Bezona. Bishvil Mazonos. They would sell themselves and do things in order to get food. Yishama brings down a case where a person went and sold his daughter to become an eved. A shivka in order for him to get some money to go learn in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, here is a problem of going away so long and not providing with continuing on the theme that Menachem said yesterday about certain things that may not make me popular. It seems from here that you have to make sure that your family is taken care of parnasa wise before you run out and learn, especially if you're going out to a different town away from your family. Fine. So then they have the idea of sirtut. You have to etch the psukim. So Tosos in Divrei Masechta Amar Rav Yitzchak, right? He says that he brings the Rabbeinu Tam, who says in the name of, and it's also in the Riva, that sirtut is only required. The halacha sirtut is only required if you write a pasuk for the purpose of a drasha to learn by, or in Sefer Torah or something like that. But if you're just writing a stam letter to somebody, and you want to write a pasuk or something like that, you know, it's a good riot to what you're trying to write in the letter, then sirtut's not required. So Tosos then asked later on, we say here that whether it's Rav Yitzchak or the Braisa, it's three or four words need sirtut. But in Menachos, the Gemara of Menachos says that you don't need sirtut by tefillin. It's definitely more than three or four words in tefillin. So what's the chilek? So Rabbeinu Tam answers that there are two types of sirtut. The purpose of sirtut, there's one sirtut where the purpose is just to keep the line straight. So that's what you have by tefillin. You have sirtut on the first line. You write the first line on it. Now that the first line is straight, you can continue, and the sofer will be able to write the rest of it straight. But there's another sirtut, the lechem moshe sinai, that's a sirtut which applies to mezuzah, the machlokes of how it applies to sefer Torah. But Rabbeinu Tam brings down that there are two different types of sirtut, and that answers the tefillin question. Okay, so that's Abaye said that's number one. That just because Rav Yosef didn't hear the Shmuel Rav Yitzchak doesn't mean it's not a Gavar Rabba. Number two, he says, but Ode, v'hal Rav Yosef, who to ask him Mari al. One second. Right, who the asking Mariel Yadeh? Rashi says, "Lagalus lo so the cave of the var mastum and we must saw some." What happened was, Rabbi Yosser was the guy. He heard from Eliyahu Navi a secret to explain an answer. He had a pipeline to some spiritual stuff because he was a big guy. What's the case, right? Because the pasuk says, "Diksev." This is talking about the case of Peleges Megiva, the tragic story that happened in the Sefer Shoftim that ended up leading to a civil war. The pasuk says, "But Tizana alav Pelikshow." His Pilegesh, this guy's Pilegesh, was Mizana. What does Mizana mean? So all the Rishonim asked, why not say Pashup Shad? But Mizana means that she was Mizana. She had relations with somebody else. So they say it couldn't be that was the case because the husband, in quotes, the Baal of the Pilegesh, wanted to take her back. And if she was Mizana, he wouldn't want her to take her back. So obviously something else happened. So if it's Mizana love Pilegesh, Rav Yosef Amar Zvuv Matzala, that she let a fly into his food. Rav Yonasan Amar Neima Matzila. He said that there was a hair, right? What's the hair? The Gemara will explain what the hair is, right? Va'ashachei Rav Yosel Elio. So there was machlokas of what was going on there. So Rav Yosel bumped into Elio and Avi. Amarle, he says to Elio, Maka Avi the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu doing right now? So Elio answers, Amarle, Asik Pilegas Begiva. He's being Osik in the Sugya Pilegas Begiva. So he says, Maka Amar. So Rav Yosel says to Elio, so what's God doing? What's going on up there? So Amarle, he says, God's going like this. Ev Yosel Beni Kahu Omer. Right? Ev Yosel, my son, is saying this. Yonasan Beni Kahu Omer. And Yonos Abani is saying this. Amar Lehi says to him, Chash v'shalom, how can that be? We have a machlokas, is what happened. Does God not know what happened? It's a historical event. What do you mean, what God doesn't know? Amar Lehi, no, Eilu v'Eilu divrei Kayim. Both of them are correct. Right? Hain's Vuv Matzah v'lo Hikpid. First there was a fly, and he wasn't Makpid. Neima Matzah v'Hikpid. And then when he found the hair, he was Makpid. So it seems to say that he was Makpid on the Neima, not on the Zvuv. So it's not like Rav Yosef. So the Rishon is, they say no, because he wasn't mocking on the Zvuv. But then when the Neima came, he remembered the Zvuv also. So the all cumulative, he got upset. He got upset. Right? Name a Matzah v'Hikpid. So Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, what is it? Zvuv b'Kara. He found a fly in his plate. V'Neima b'Oso Makom. And he found a Neima, a hair b'Oso Makom. They used to get rid of all the hair in Oso Makom. And he found a hair there, and it was what, we'll see what it was then. It was disgusting to him, or it was dangerous to him. Right? So Amar Rav Yehuda Zuv Mukarav, the name of Moshe Makom, Zuv Miyisusa, Zuv was just Miyus, so it didn't bother him right away. But Neima Sakantahi, Neima was a Sakana to him. So now that she puts me in Sakana, and she was disgusting by laying the fly, and he was Makbid. So Ika the Amri, some say no, it's not Neima was by Moshe Makom, but Ika the Amri, Idi Bakara, but Zuv Onsa, a Zuv you can say that was a mistake. It wasn't done on purpose, like the Sarah Mashkim. It was a mistake, so power brought him back just to have the Zuv. But the name of Shusa, to have a hair in the food, that's because they weren't wearing a hairnet when they were cooking. They should have made sure the hair doesn't fall in. That's Shusa. So what's his Shusa by the name of, then he's Machmed. So Amrlei, I feel interesting, I'll say this now. The Nefesh Chaim in Shar Dalid, Perek Vav, quotes our Gemara going on here. The Red Nefesh Chaim is going on, talking about what the essence, the ikar, what's the importance of Torah, is that when you're learning Torah, you have this kesher, direct mind, a kesher to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And what is one of the things he says, he brings down from our sugi, he says, v'lo od, not only do you have this direct connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, el gamba oso eisha adam osik b'torah lamata, at the same time that a person is learning Torah down here, kol teva shemotzi mipiv, any word that he leaves his mouth, Hain hadvarim yotzi kaviyachol gam mipiv yisbaruch oso is mamash. You're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you learn that what you're learning, kaviyachol Hashem's learning. You become one and the same with Hashem. You learn the same thing. And what's the proof? Like we learned the first parak of Gittin, gabe pilegish begiva. Right? It says v'tizon ala pelikshol v'yasaram zvu matzala v'neima v'ashmei rav liyo, the whole sugya. And he says umay ka'amar v'yasar b'ni kachu omer yonasar b'ni kachu omer v'hainu mipnei. Why does he say that? Because they were learning the ignorant of Pelagish Vergiva. So as ba osa is, in that exact same time, Gam hu yisbaruch shana devarim mamish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning the exact same things. And since, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'raisa l'schadu, it's all once, when you learn the Torah, you become and you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, you have to be very careful when you learn, Nefesh Chaim says, when you're learning Torah and you're getting ready to learn, you have to prepare, you have to have in the right frame of mind. Because when you're learning, you're connecting almost directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What you're going to learn, he's going to learn Kaviyachol. So there's a whole preparation you have to go through, and you have to have, you know, be clear and be understand of what exactly you're doing when you're learning Torah. Rav Chizda says, La'olam al yatil ema yaseira b'soch beso. You should never put excessive fear. It doesn't say ema, but ema yaseira b'soch beso, excessive amount of fear in your household. Why? Sharei Pilegish Begiva, the whole thing happened, Pilegish Begiva happened. Hekil Alea Bala Ema Yisera, he instilled too much fear in her. And as a result, the appeal Kama Rivos Mishrael. As a result, because she was fearful about certain things, as a result, it led to the death of thousands of myriads of from Eretz Yisrael, from Bnei Yisrael. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Kol ha-matil eim yisei b'sof beso, anyone who puts aim of extra excessive fear in his house, sof hu bal yidei shalosh averos, is going to end up violating three averos. Number one is gili arayis. Number two is Shvichus Damim. And number three is Chilul Shabbos. How does that work? What's the case? So Gilei Arayos Rashi says, she wasn't able to go to mikvah that night, but it's the time for her to go to mikvah. And if there's too much fear, she's not going to tell him, I didn't go to mikvah. They're going to have relations that night. It's going to violate the Isser Nida. That's Gilei Arayos. Apparently here, Bo'ol Nida is an erva. It's Machlokas Rambam, Rabbi Otam, I think, about that. Shvichos Damim, what's the case of Shvichos Damim? Rashi says, if you're too fearful, you're going after her, she's going to run away, and then she's going to run away, she's going to fall into a ditch or fall off the bridge, and she's going to die because she's afraid of you. She's going to run away. And Chilul Shabbos, what's Chilul Shabbos? Every now and then, she's come back to Erev Shabbos, and she didn't have a chance to finish cooking. So she's going to continue cooking during, Ben Hashmashos, without him knowing, after it got dark, in order that he has his challah for Shabbos, which he says you have to have my challah for Shabbos, and that's going to be a chilul Shabbos, so she's going to be cooking after the Zman. So if you have too much fear, it's going to lead into these three Averas. Amar Rav Bar Chana. Rav Chana says, had the Amir Rabbanan, this is what Rabbanan said, Shlosh Advarim Sarach Adam Lomer Besok Beso Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. The three things you have to say Erev Shabbos when it gets dark, this is Mr. Ashkenaz, you say this every Friday night in Bama Madlikin. Mr. Sfarad, like here, we don't say it. So Shavuot Sirach Adam Lomer B'Sof Beis Erev Shabbos in Vashecha. It's the Isartem. Did you take Maaser Eravtem? Did you do the Erev? Rashi says Erev Chatzeros. And if that's the case, Hidlikos Aner. Then it's Hidlikos Aner. And Sarich, you have Sarich L'Mimreino B'Nichusa Ki Heichad Diklubinu Minei. You have to say B'Nachas these things so people are Mekabel. Because if you say in a mean way, in a scary way, then they may not tell you, they may not give you the correct answer. They're just going to give you the answer that you want to hear. Okay. Stop here. Have a good day.